God answers the unceasing prayers of His people. The day of Peter's execution was at last appointed, but still the prayers of the believers ascended to heaven. Angels were watching over the imprisoned apostle. To prevent all possibility of release, Peter had been put under the charge of 16 soldiers who guarded him day and night. In a rock-hewn cell, he was placed between two soldiers and was bound by two chains, each fastened to one of the soldiers. He was unable to move without their knowledge. With the prison doors fastened and a guard before them, all chance of rescue or escape was cut off. But man's extremity is God's opportunity. The bolts and bars and the Roman guard were to make complete the triumph of God in the deliverance of Peter. Herod, lifting his hand against omnipotence, was to be utterly defeated. The last night before the execution, a mighty angel was sent from heaven. The strong gates opened without the aid of human hands. The angel passed through, and the gates closed noiselessly behind him. He entered the cell, and there lay Peter, sleeping the peaceful sleep of perfect trust. Not until the apostle felt the touch of the angel's hand and heard a voice saying, "Get up quickly," did he awaken sufficiently to see his cell illuminated by an angel of glory standing before him. Mechanically he obeyed, and in rising lifted his hands, dimly conscious that the chains had fallen from his wrists. Again the voice bade him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." Peter mechanically obeyed, believing himself to be dreaming. Once more the angel commanded, "Wrap your mantle around you and follow me." He moved toward the door, the usually talkative Peter now dumb from amazement. They stepped over the guard. The heavily bolted door of its own accord swung open and closed again immediately, while the guards were motionless at their post. The second door opened as did the first, with no creaking of hinges or rattling of bolts. They passed through, and it closed again as noiselessly. In the same way they passed through the third gate and found themselves in the open street. No word was spoken. The angel passed on in front, encircled by dazzling brightness, and Peter, still believing himself in a dream, followed. They passed on through one street, then, the mission of the angel accomplished, he disappeared.